Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 to 36. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32 and verse 33. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 to 36. Hear instruction and be wise. Do not refuse it. Blessed is the man who hears me, watching dearly at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and will obtain favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Now that's instruction talking. He said, hear instruction. Now this implies that it is my responsibility and your responsibility to hear instruction. Hear it. Say, hearken unto me. Blessed is the man who hears me. When you hear it, don't refuse it. Blessed is the man who is watching dearly at the gates of instruction, waiting to hear instruction. For whoever finds me finds life. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, safety is guaranteed. When instructions come, someone will be saved. Chapter 15, verse 32. He who refuses instruction despises his own soul. So you refuse instruction to your own peril. He who refuses instruction despises his own soul. To despise means not to give regard to. To despise means not to give value. To despise means not to honor. Despise also means not to respect. So he who refuses instruction despises his own soul. And the soul of a man is the important aspect of that man, because it is from the soulish realm that you think, that you act. And the next verse says, but he who hears correction receives understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. I want to talk to us on the subject, live by instruction. Live by instruction. Over the years, and even recently, I've watched people who are supposed to be very great in the future going down on a daily basis because of lack of respect to instruction. Watch people, and I say in my heart, these ones have a great future, but they won't get there because they won't hear. They won't hear. Let me say this, note it. I know what I am doing mindset will not allow you to learn. I know what I am doing mindset.
Many times when I watch people flout instruction, what you see written all over them is, I know what I'm doing. So when you give somebody instruction, go and do this, and the person is doing something different, is implicitly telling you, I know what I'm doing. You don't have to order me around. That mindset won't allow you to learn. And if you are not learning, you are not growing. If you are not learning, you will soon be dropped somewhere, and the journey in life will continue. So take note of that. I know what I'm doing mindset. I know it already. See, no matter how intelligent and how brilliant you are, when you go to a place, if you are going to be relevant in that place, you need to listen to what is happening in that place. Because what is happening in that place might be quite different from what you know. So I know what I am doing mindset will not help you. It won't allow you to learn. Everyone that pays attention to instruction learns somewhere. And there's nothing that is too small to learn. Instruction can just be the difference between an excellent person and a brilliant person. The two of them are not the same. An excellent person and a brilliant person. You might be brilliant and yet not excel. An excellent person may not be that much brilliant. But it's somebody that pays close attention to instruction. Watches his steps, watches her steps before she takes it. Watch others do something and then learn from it. Amen. The first time I took a flight in my life, right in the flight, they started sharing some snacks. I was very careful to watch those who have been flying before to see whether this thing they are sharing is something they have to eat there. And I saw them beginning to pull out the table and place the thing carefully. Before my turn came, I've already learned how to pull out the table and then watch them eating it. Maybe the way you eat at home may be different from the way you eat in a plane. Praise God. Excuses for failure or not heeding instruction will knock you out of favor. Excuses for failure or not heeding instruction will knock you out of favor. A lot of times when you meet people and confront them with their mistake, they give you the reasons why they made the mistakes. In other words, they are not in a place, they don't want to accept the fact that they actually made a mistake. They want to give you genuine reason why they should have behaved the way they behaved. When you always make excuses for failure, sir, you know this didn't happen, you know this, it will knock you out of favor. For somebody like me, when I watch people who don't listen to instruction, I only have you around until I have somebody that listens to instruction, I won't send you a message. But I can manage you until I have someone who will be listening. Instructions can kill someone. So you pay attention to it. Overconfidence will not help you get higher in life. Overconfidence. When you feel that you already know it, I can do it. Is it not what I'm already used to? It won't allow you get higher in life. It won't allow you fly. Overconfident. Solomon said, when you go to a feast, sit in the lowest of all places. No matter how high ranking you are, sit in the lower place. Let it be that they come and say, sir, you are not supposed to be here. Come up there. And you'll be honorably lifted from the lower seat up there. Rather than when you get there, you look for the lofty seat and sit. And then when somebody that is more honorable than you arrives, they will excuse you. There are two basic ways we can learn. Number one, learning by instruction. And number two, learning by destruction. There are two basic ways we can learn. Number one, learning by instruction. That's what I call knowledge. Oftentimes we say knowledge is power. Knowledge is gained. Learning by instruction is knowledge. Number two, learning by destruction. Learning by destruction, I call it experience. Learning by destruction, I call it experience. Before now, it was widely agreed that experience is the best teacher. But now I think they are beginning to look at it in the other way around, that instruction is the best teacher. You don't have life long enough to experience everything before you learn. You don't need to experience how poison kills by taking poison. You just learn from your neighbor that took poison and didn't wake up again. And then you know you don't have to take it. Amen. That's instruction. Wise people learn by instruction, but foolish people learn by destruction. There are a lot of persons that are in the work of God, and the work of God is tiring them out, is wearing them out, not because God didn't call them, but they didn't get the instruction for the assignment. You see, when Saul was knocked down, and then a voice came and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he responded by saying, "Who art thou, Lord, that I am persecuting?" The next question he asked is, "What will you have me do?" And he was given instruction. There are some that because of the weight of divine encounter they have, they don't wait for anything further, they just rise up. The fact that you saw Jesus enter your room this morning with a glittering white garment, with a shining crown on his head, with blood dropping from his hands and from his leg, is not enough to go and start ministry on that encounter. But so many persons have become pastor based on such encounter. I'm not arguing that Jesus will not appear to people. Oh, there are those who are that lucky. They will have such appearance. But the fact that he showed up in your room with that kind of encounter and appearance is not an indication to go start a ministry. Sometimes you call it Jesus Appearance Ministry Church or Jesus Appearance Gospel Church. He showed up, but you didn't wait to listen to the next thing. Now, in Mark chapter 9, Jesus took three persons, Peter, James, and John, and went up to the mountain to be transfigured. The Bible said those guys were heavy with sleep. And I don't know the problem of those guys. You know, they slept on that day and they also slept in Matthew chapter 26. And I don't know their problems with sleeping on duty. But they slept one way or the other. Moses came, Elijah came, and they talked with Jesus about his death. Perhaps Elijah and Moses just finished the meeting with God in heaven. And God sent them as emissaries to come and discuss with Jesus how the death was going to look like. Perhaps they told Jesus, along the line, they are going to bring you before Pilate. And Pilate is going to ask you, "Are you the Son of God?" When he asks you, this is what you will answer. They will take you to Cephas. And when Cephas asks you this, this is what you will say. The Bible said they discuss with him about his death. So that must have been a memo from heaven. And you know, Peter, James, and John were sleeping. And when they awoke, the Bible said they saw the glory. And then Peter, out of experience, the excitement and the joy of the encounter, he said to Jesus, "I'm going to build here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses." Beautiful idea. Now, that's where a lot of people have gotten it wrong. Because of the glory, you want to build a tabernacle. And as lofty, as beautiful as Peter's idea was, Jesus didn't sanction it. The next time, they had to leave that place and came down. But some persons would have built a tabernacle there and started a ministry. And of course, it will look like God. But in the end, it will wear you out. It will strangulate you. Everything in your being. You begin to say, "Am I really called?" A lot of times you are called, but you didn't pay attention to the instruction for your assignment. Amen. There are some people who have no business in ministry, but they are running ministry. Maybe they are supposed to be missionaries somewhere. They are supposed to be under order somewhere, but they own ministry. They had genuine encounter with God, but they didn't pay attention to the instruction behind that encounter. And that's why Jesus said, I will build my church. So the one you are building, who has it? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If your own is heavy, then you need to look for the original owner. Because Jesus' own is easy, is light. The work may look big, but God has a way of making it look light for you. Sometimes I see pastors come around and say, sir, do you know for 3 days we have not eaten? And this has been on for 2 years. And I checked. And I know too well that the God I know that calls people, don't call people to keep them hungry. He will find a way. He will find a way to sustain you. If the church you are pastoring does not have enough capacity to sustain you, God will sustain you by the ravens outside until the church becomes strong enough to sustain you. That's why you know that He actually called you. Praise God. And we need to understand that. So, learn by instruction. Foolish people learn by destruction. The word instruction is obtained from two words, in and structure. The word instruction is obtained from two words, in and structure. So when you learn by instruction, it means that you have opened up your heart and your spirit and your mind to receive structure. And that is the thing that puts stability inside you, upon which other things can be built and mounted to stay. Instruction is derived from two words, in and structure. So when you open your mind, your spirit, and your heart up to instruction, in other words, you are opening yourself up to structure. You now have a structure on which you have been built. And let me say this to you. Leaders, bosses, fathers, they like children, subordinate, employees that listen to instruction. The favorite child of a father or mother may not necessarily be the most brilliant of all the children, but the one who pays attention closely to his father's instruction. Your boss will not do without you when he begins to learn that you pay close attention to instruction. I was my class rep from my second year till the final year. Not because I was the biggest in my class or in my department, but attention. And paying attention to instruction took me to the heart of my HOD that most of the times I mark. My HOD will only mark my exam script and give me to mark the rest of all my classmates. No one knows. Mark them, record them. He told me virtually everything about himself at that age, at that level, instruction. Amen. When someone knows that you are giving attention to instruction, you become the person's darling. When you pay attention to instruction, you are giving yourself structure. And structure is the thing that puts stability inside you, upon which other things are built. Structure is the template over which other accessories are added. For example, the main structure of the human body is the bone or the skeleton. When you learn by instruction, you become a stabilized person that can stay and last even when rough weather comes. When you learn by instruction, you become very stabilized. Confidence grows. Now, if you are not learning by instruction, people will begin to hoard advices and counsel from you. Because if I told you the first time, told you the second time, and the third time, you are not listening, I'm not going to waste my energy. No. So many times you come and say, Daddy, this is what I want to do. I say, go ahead and do it. It's well with you. Go forth. Because I'm not going to waste my time counseling you, giving you advice. You are not just going to listen to it. And people like that walk into danger unknowingly. Amen. Samson, what is wrong with you? Don't you have women in Israel that you should fall in love with? And Samson said, these Philistines women, they please me, get them for me. Samson, what are you eating? And Samson would throw a parable to his father and his mother. And say, if you tell me the answer, I'll tell you what I'm eating. Samson was busy eating from the honey that came from a dead lion he killed. But a Nazarene is not supposed to touch something dead, let alone eating from something dead. But he has become too confident of himself and his strength that he can now begin to dribble his father and his mother. Samson, this place you are going won't help you. I love the Philistines women. They have long hair. They please me until his two eyes were removed. Instruction could have kept that guy. God intended for him to become the deliverer of Israel on a perpetual basis. Samson was a symbolic of Christ in his day, a deliverer. But flouting instruction killed him, made him die with his enemies. Praise the Lord. People who learn by destruction suffer because they have wrong structure on their inside. It pays to learn by instruction. Look out for the instruction God has given us, for instance, in Pentecostal Deliverance Church. Don't go against it. Rather, obey them. Now, when God brings you to a church, He's bringing you to a family, He's bringing you to a setting, He's bringing you to a system. When God decides to say, this is where I want you to be, either by your inner witness in your spirit, say, this is where I want you to be. God has brought you to a system. All you need to do is adjust to that system, not to change the system. God didn't bring you to change us. He brought you to join us. Praise God. So you can come and say, well, in the church where I'm coming from, we used to sing for 25 minutes before everybody will knock their head 3 times and then worship will start. So if you are not singing 25 minutes and hitting your head 3 times, I don't think God is here. You are not going to learn anything. You become a rebel. Gradually you become a very skilled rebel. And it will help you go far. Also look out for God's instruction to you in your spirit man and align your life with it. What is He telling you to do? Align yourself with it. Many times I'm praying. I have some songs released in my spirit, but a lot of times I don't pay close attention to them. Until one day I was praying and the song Almighty God came into my spirit and the Holy Spirit said, write it and record it. So immediately while I was praying, I took my phone, started recording it. I've not heard that song from anywhere. Praise God. I record it so that I will not miss the tune. Amen. There are many like that I just heard the Spirit singing it. But I didn't pay attention to record it. By now, I would have made a lot of album. Praise God. But I could hear the Holy Spirit sounding it in my spirit. Record this one. Record it now. Pay attention to the instructions of God in your spirit man and align yourself to it. Just find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and the Spirit of God is urging you, pray now, pray now, pray now, pray now, pray now. Please don't move it, don't shift it. The Word of God may not make sense to you, but it makes faith, and it is faith that helps us please the Lord. The Bible says, anything that is done outside of faith is sin. So the Word of God may not make sense to you, but it makes faith. Many times the Holy Spirit goes ahead of us. The Holy Spirit knows 10 years from now, so He can give you an instruction for 10 years from now. Praise God. See, if you pay close attention to instruction in your spirit, you will not make so many mistakes. Many times the Word of God doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense in the sense that
What God may be telling you now may not be relevant now. Just like God telling you, go and open a dollar account. Why you are still struggling to get naira? The Holy Spirit is saying, go and open a dollar account, a domiciliary account. Open it. You say, what kind of foolish thing is this? I'm still struggling to find 10,000 and you want me to go and open dollar account? You can overlook it. It does not make sense as far as you are concerned. As far as the things that are happening around you is concerned, it doesn't make sense. When God told Noah, build an ark for me, measuring this length, this height, this width, it didn't make sense at all. I'm sure that even Noah himself was not too convinced to tell people about it. But he didn't know the plans of God. So, the instructions of God will make faith. Never let the ways of God look foolish to you. It takes faith to follow God. Without faith, following God may become frustrating. Whenever God's instruction becomes foolish to you, it shuts the door of divine manifestation against you and grounds you in the realm of foolishness. If anything of God looks foolish to you, the devil has attacked you to neutralize you and rob you of faith. You must learn how to take God as serious as he is. Jesus said to Andrew, Philip his brother, he said, feed these people. And they said, where are we going to get bread to feed this large number of persons? In case you don't know, we are in the wilderness and there's no bakery around this place. And even if there were to be a bakery, I don't think they have capacity enough to produce to go around. The Bible says Jesus himself, he knew what he was going to do. So God doesn't tell us something on the basis of hearsay. God doesn't pick people's opinion and then makes it his own. Every instruction he gives to you, he has already made adequate provision ahead for it. One of the reasons he didn't allow the children of Israel to go through the alternative route instead of going through where they were going to meet the Red Sea was that God said if they go through the alternative route, they are going to meet with war. And a lot of them could die out of foolishness. So he told Moses, let them go through this part. Now he didn't inform Moses that there was going to be a Red Sea, but he knew, he saw the Red Sea and had already concluded plans in heaven what they were going to do about the Red Sea. So what he needed them to do was to follow through the instruction. Just, he said, I should keep moving. Just keep moving. And so, little wonder God's command or instruction to Moses when they complained was that tell them to go forward. Tell them to go forward with such confidence. If your child is standing here and you are down here and you tell your child jump, I'm sure that your child will jump because of the confidence he or she has in you. Mommy said, I should jump. Daddy said, I should jump. And you are saying, jump, I'm going to hold you. The child is afraid, but he sees you, and you are the one telling him jump. That child is going to jump. I mean, if it's your real child that loves you and trusts you, amen, the child is going to jump because he has so much confidence that daddy will hold me. That's how God expects us to live with him. So, if God is telling you in a particular service, empty your pocket, empty your bag. That thing pastor is talking about, that 50,000 is talking about, go and give it. And you are saying, God, are you not aware that that's my last money? God say, I knew it. Go and give it. And then you begin to do mathematics with him. As soon as he leaves you and finds another person to tell that instruction, you have grounded yourself, and it may be a long, long time. Amen.